The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us to better understand the importance of water.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about forecast-informed reservoir operations, or FIRO, and how it's changing the way we manage flood and water supply in California. Let me ask you something. Have you ever noticed how California can go from drought headlines to flood warnings almost overnight? That's not your imagination. We live in a state of water extremes. Multi-year droughts, followed by intense winter storms that drop months of rain in a matter of days. Reservoirs were built to help us manage that swing. They store water from farms and cities, and they protect communities from floods. But here's the tricky part. They have to do both at the same time. Think of a reservoir like a savings account that also has to double as an emergency buffer. You want it as full as possible heading into a drought, but you also need empty space, what we call flood pool, in case a major storm is on its way. For decades, reservoir operations have relied largely on fixed rule curves. In simple terms, certain dates on the calendar tell operators how much space to keep open for flood protection. But storms don't follow calendars. That's where forecasting from reservoirs, or FIRO, comes in. FIRO asks a simple but powerful question. What do the latest forecast actually tell us about what's coming? If advanced monitoring and weather models show a high likelihood of a major atmospheric river, operators can release water early, creating space before the storm even arrives. That reduces the risk of sudden emergency releases. But if forecasts show lower flood risk, operators may be able to safely keep more water in storage, strengthening water supplies for dry months ahead. In other words, instead of operating by data alone, we operate by data. Recent studies suggest this approach can reduce flood risk during extreme events while also improving water supply reliability in drier years. That's a rare win-win in water management. And importantly, it isn't about taking risks. Changes are made carefully, in partnership with the Department of Water Resources and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, as well as grounded in science. To me, FIRO represents something bigger. It shows how better forecasting and better collaboration can help us manage extremes more intelligently. In a state like California, we can't eliminate droughts or floods, but we can get smarter about how we prepare for them. And that's exactly the kind of innovation we need. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.